Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I was just trying to check whether do we constitute a quorum or the minimum for the meeting to continue. I won't do any further delays. Let me check if are there any apologies.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members and our guests. We've got an apology from Mr. Gula. He'll be able to join us at 9:30. And there's an apology from the DM. She's writing exams, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Boss. Honourable Members, without any further ado, let me say today we are supposed to deal with the deliberations. Can you put the agenda, Ari, or Ayanda? Usually it's Ari. Hello.
Sorry, Chair, let me go and get it quickly.
I note that there is, whilst we have just dealt with the apologies, I know that there is also a, which was sent exactly at 9, a note from Honourable Malinga, which is almost equivalent to an apology due to load reduction, but just keep on trying. Honourable Members, the one issue today we're supposed to be deliberating on is the issue of the gas amendment bill in terms of deliberation. But we have received the program of Parliament and we want to place to the committee whether it agrees with the proposal that because when we were closing on the 14th, ne?
Yes, Chair.
Am I correct? And it's supposed to be our last meeting today, and we'll explain why we say so with regards to the committee on its own. That is understanding, we're still working with the committee on public health to analyze our visit to actually agree that we're going to do even if it's a video.
Chairperson?
That is the only thing. Next,
sorry, Chair. I'm not sure whether it's on my side, but we are hardly hearing you. The
network. Yes, I'm experiencing it as well.
Yes, Honourable Masal.
Can you start from the beginning? We are struggling.
You can hear me?
No. Maybe drop the video so that we hear you properly.
Yeah, I've dropped the video. Let me. No, I'm saying we are meeting in terms of the parliamentary program that was just received. Next week, we are supposed to be meeting for the last time next week, Tuesday, because Parliament is closing. But next week, Tuesday, unfortunately, is the mini plenaries again, which then makes it today to be our last meeting on the basis that we are still working with public enterprise to finalize our last visit to Quebec. And it seems, again, it's mini plenaries on Friday. But because of the urgency of the report, we may have to find time on Friday just to go through the last visit to to Quebec so that we then submit the report. If we close on the 14th, it means we are coming back when in August. Help me, Ayanda and Ari.
15th yes, of August. That's correct.
We are coming back on the 15th of August. That is almost 2 months being out of Parliament. I must say, from where I'm sitting, I'm now more used that honorable members should not chase us if that program changes. But for now, what we have is that the last day is the 14th up until the of June, up until the 15th of August. Based on that, we then, if members agree with us, said it might be too cumbersome for members to deliberate now. And we are sure with the extent of the work that has to be done, it may just be the beginning. Then we wanted to place in front of you, if members agree, that we draft a legislation program, which we have already drafted in any way, if it is agreed. That legislation program will seek to request the House Chairperson based on the fact that the legislation has always been, always has to be prioritized. And then we, if we agree on that, we then push that, negotiate with the House Chair, and we start deliberation when that program has been approved by the House Chairperson, maybe for the benefit of the members so that they can understand. So we, in essence, put it crudely, we say maybe let's pull off for today. We submit our program for legislation. As it is approved, we then go according to that proposed legislation program. Then can I ask Ari to just flag what we are proposing, and so that members, as they deliberate on the program, they are also informed. If you members say no, let's continue, that is okay, we don't have a problem. But we think it will be too cumbersome if we do it now, and then we come back on the fifth, after the 15th of August. Completely rust. Members may be even entitled to take us back on that matter. So the first issue was suggesting that when we go to the House Chair, mainly we take the Tuesdays and Wednesday, starting from the 28th up until the 20th of July. Which means then by that time we could be fine, we would have finalized almost every part of the proposed amendments in terms of the CAS Act of 2001. That is what we want to place in front of the committee, honorable members. So we say if we agree on this program, then it means we can adjourn the meeting and then start the processes of persuading the House Chairperson to give us the program according to what is proposed here. If there are any changes, they will still be within the framework that we are proposing to members. I think let me put it for that. Let's get the comments from honorable members. What is their take in terms of the proposal? I see the hand of honorable Lorema. Is there any other hand? I see the hand of Honorable Mashaule and the hand of Honorable Matogwe. Is there any? Okay, Honorable Lorema.
Mr. Chair, I've got no objection in principle to meeting during the break, which is very long. However, I'm going to have difficulty meeting until July. When we close, I've already booked the next 2 weeks, basically until the beginning of July. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to make this program, at least not the first two meetings.
Okay, but in principle, you agree with the proposal?
In principle, meeting the break is fine. I'm just going to have difficulty with the way it's been set out. It's quite short notice for me.
So yours is that if we can add the two meetings to take us to two meetings longer than what is proposed, instead of starting on the 28th and 29th.
For me, Mr. Chair, yes, starting on the 5th would be much better.
Okay. No, it's not a problem. So your proposal is that we must start on the 5th and then extend with 1 week, which will be another Tuesday and Wednesday. Instead of the, Ari, can you go back? Instead of the 20th of July, instead of the 19th, it will be, we end on the 26th. I know by calculation, 26 and 27. Okay. Let's, that is, we take that proposal. We'll hear from other honorable members. Honorable Mashaule.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson, and greetings to yourself and honorable members and everybody in the platform. Chair, I have no objection on the proposed agenda. And I was worried before in the manner in which the deliberations on the bill was tabled to us, because there were breaks in between. And I don't think if you want to do justice on a bill, you need breaks in between, because it's a very involved kind of an exercise where you need consistency in dealing with, so that you pick up where you left the other day for you to continue consistently and until you see the logical conclusion of the bill. So I have no objections at all. Actually, I support the initiative you took, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honorable Madogwe.
Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings to my colleagues and everyone in the meeting. I also just wanted to support the proposal. I think it makes logical sense. And I don't think there's any reason for any of us to actually object. So I just wanted to support the proposal, Chair.
Okay. On that note, I also didn't get an objection to what Honorable Lorima has requested, and I think the meeting takes consideration that instead we start on the, what is it, on the 15th of no, man?
Can you check on the 5th of July?
On the 5th, yes, I'm saying on the 15th, on the 5th of July. And I don't think there's any transmission that. We will then, honorable members, go. I can say I will also personally try and persuade the House Chair to at least recognize the fact that this is, like Honorable Mashaule says, it's a very highly involved matter. A stop and go can create problems. We will then be able to confirm with you, honorable members, what is the final decision or determination. If there are any areas where we need to attend to, we will then attend to those areas and present what we think to some degree is necessary for us to consider. For instance, if there is a need to relook on or change on the dates, that will be a matter that I think the committee will apply some degree of flexibility on what we would have negotiated. But for now, I think that's what is proposed as a program of the Committee on Legislation during the break period. If that is the case, I think we have exhausted. Is there any other matter, Ari?
No, Chair.
Honorable members, I know it's not on the agenda. Just be on alert. We are still working. Remember, we have not yet seen the finalized program for post-August. But in most cases, it used to be the, what you call it, Ayand and Ari, the
focus areas, Chair.
yeah, we have not received the focus areas, but in some cases, it starts with oversight. Now, the challenge we're having, until we finalize, especially the issue of Quebec, we may have to come back. We are negotiating with public enterprise so that we can submit, because we can't go in any oversight or do any work outside if we have not submitted the oversight report. So we still have got the oversight report that we need at least to finalize and then adopt as a committee. Even if we adopt it on the eve of the or when we submit, we are about to submit an oversight program. But that is one issue that is still outstanding, and we intend that probably before end of the day today, we may come back to members and talk about the what has to be done. The second thing, we still have got the outstanding matter of the referral with regards to the issue of Glencore and what is this Glencore and the fraud, fraud, corruption, and money laundering case against the former DDG of the then Department of Mineral Resources. As and when the legal services has requested us at least to give them some bit of time, we might, depending on the availability of time, request again sometime before or during on Tuesday, depending what time, if they are, when they are ready to present, to ask them to come and present what is their take or what do they advise the committee as approach in dealing with those matters. It's not a question whether we will or we will not. It's just an approach on how they propose that we should deal with those matters. I thought that I must alert honorable members because of the time. That also might, depending again, might mean that we can't wait for August. We may have to, depending again on the approach. For instance, Honorable Rulimarle raised the issue that as members of the committee, we can't keep on running all over. If, for instance, we need an evidence leader, or you call it a chief investigator, someone who's going to lead in terms of the investigation or do assess, an assessor, whatever the case that might be, depending on what they're advising, which is quite probably that we will have to need an extra support system outside the members of the of the committee. If that is what is being advised, we will then have to agree that they must start to hit the roads with the work. But we will keep members abreast with regards to those developments. On that note, honorable members, can we then agree that the meeting stands adjourned? Yes, sir. Is that Honorable Langa? Yes, Honorable Langa.
Yes, Chair, can I come in through you and... yes, apologies while we're just about to adjourn the meeting. Maybe one just needs to seek guidance, maybe from the committee. And this is in connection with the fuel price hikes. I just wanted to check, Chairperson, because the country is in crisis, you know, so to say. And when we had the challenges or more or less or similar problems with the load shedding, I mean, we were able to go and do oversights at the power stations or at where electricity is generated, or at Eskom rather. So, and we were able to meet I would say the executives maybe to explain to us what was happening and what was the plan moving forward. So I thought as well, maybe with this issue of fuel price hikes, as a committee, maybe we, I don't know if we need to be briefed on what is happening so that we know as a committee what needs to happen, you know, moving forward. So maybe it's just second guidance around that, Chairperson. I'm not sure if I'm clear with my question.
No, Honorable Langa, I hope I'll be speaking correctly on behalf of the committee. We started the process of the fuel hikes, if I'm not mistaken, as early as 2020. We requested the department, I may not be correct, but we requested the department to come and present. We also invited AA, the Automobile Association of South Africa. We again last year, I hope I'm correct, invited the department. We then invited stakeholders in the industry. All of those they made presentations to the committee. I remember the last one, if I'm not mistaken, was the South African retailers, ne? The ones that own the fuel stations. I think they were the last one to make presentations in the committee. Then the committee deliberated on the inputs or presentations that were made. Subsequently, it adopted its report. Unfortunately, we don't have control. In fact, there's even been debates, even after we submitted the report of the committee on what it proved. I don't want to go into details, but it had made observations, it had made recommendations on what has to be done. For an example, I can tell you now that on two of those, that is why we are sitting sometimes have the difficulty. They proposes that we must meet with two of the other committees that are relevant. One is the standing committees. It's standing or portfolio, think it's standing committee on finance. The second one is the portfolio committee on transport. Amongst other things, it's mainly because some of the taxes and levies or insurances are within their domain. For instance, the road accident fund was one of those, including we made a recommendation on in terms of where it could be located. I think the main issue now is that I'm not sure whether we can stand on top of what we have submitted to, for the sake of ease of reference to Parliament. It might be very difficult before we could get whether that report is accepted or is being processed in Parliament. We may have another exercise to undertake. I think from where the committee has done, there's been very extensive consultation. There's been a lot of work that has been done, including what I'm saying, that the report now is in the hands of those who are supposed to process it for a adoption by Parliament, and then saying what should be the way forward. I'm not sure the honorable members, if I'm missing out or there is something, maybe members can also come in terms of what that for now will be my response, Honorable Langa, to my knowledge. But I'm not closing other members who would want to respond on what you are putting forward. Is there any member that or some members who want to have a take on that? I'm trying to check whether there are any hands. Are you still in the platform, honorable members?
Still here.
Honorable Lorem?
No, Chair, just confirming that I'm here.
Oh, okay. That is my answer, Honorable Langa. The only thing I can try is to check whether through Ari and Ayanda, is there a way to request that those who are responsible for us, can they expedite the report to find itself for an adoption by Parliament? That's the only thing that I think we can. Yes, Honorable Malinga, you are finally in.
Greetings, Chair, and members of the portfolio and everybody on the call. I think if I got Honorable Langa correctly, is that in the meantime, with the fuel hike, what do we do as the committee? I think basically that's his question. In a form of can we do oversight on refineries or what, if I understood him well, because it's this thing of fuel is on the news daily. What do we do? Do we wait for that report the chairperson is alluding to? Is that report assisting to bring down the fuel price? Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Yes, she heard me right, Honorable Malinga. Thank you.
Okay, let me hear what the honorable member is saying.
Can I come in, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Zongola.
I think firstly, Chair, let us appreciate Honorable Langa for raising this issue. Chair, this is a very topical issue, and not only is it topical, but it is something that is bringing pain and agony to many South Africans. Therefore, I think I support the suggestions by Honorable Langa that over and above what has been done, I think we need to do something as a committee, or be seen to be doing something that would provide relief on the issues of, trying to reduce the fuel prices. I know, there's so many things in the public discourse. For example, there's been even, I'm not sure how true it may be, that even BRICS oil from Russia, they said that once South Africa or any of the BRICS countries buy oil from Russia, they can get it cheaper than how they could get it from other areas. So all I'm trying to say, Chair, that we need to explore different avenues so that as a committee, we are seen to be doing something in terms of trying to reduce the prices of fuel in our country. Thank you.
Any take, Honorable Members?
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Masam.
No, I think the comrades, the Honorable Members who spoke, are seeking exactly what Honorable Zungula is speaking about, to say in the meantime, what do we do? Yes, I'm aware that there is a sponsored debate, I'm not sure whether it's next week, around fuel prices, and I think by Honorable Malem, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, but over and above that, what is it that we do? Have we understood what our refineries' role is in terms of what is happening here and other role players in the industry? What is it that can be done? We need to understand it better. And if needs be, we get to understand why are we not taking the option that is given to us of purchasing cheaper fuel from Russia and all of that. There may be a good explanation why, but as a committee, it's our duty to first and foremost understand why we are not doing that. You would remember at some point I've asked in the committee, why is it that we purchase fuel from European countries and here in Nigeria there is oil? I remember one of my friends went to Angola last December. They were buying fuel for 5 rands. And we need to understand that here in Namibia, it's even cheaper than in South Africa. What is it that is happening? What is it that South Africa is not doing right that other countries, neighboring countries, are doing well? We need to get to the bottom of that. So the suggestion by honorable members to really go deep and understand where we are and where we ought to go is what is missing, Chair, and we're depositing to you that let there be a way in which we can understand what is actually happening at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, before I go, Honorable Madog and then Honorable Lorema.
Thank you, Chair. I think also I just wanted to support what the previous members have submitted. But over and above that, I think, as you have said, Chair, that this conversation on fuel hikes, including writing reports, has been there since 2020. But we are dealing with a very urgent matter, which is not just about fuel, but it speaks directly to the livelihoods of people. Because after fuel hikes, transport costs are going high, food costs are going high, and all these things. So it's a very urgent matter. And I think that perhaps we must be advised by the committee, or perhaps the committee must deliberate in terms of what is the most urgent thing that we can do, the same way that we have just resolved now that we can meet during the recess to deal with the issue of the legislation. Perhaps let us also discuss in terms of what needs to be done in terms of addressing the issue of fuel hikes while we are still waiting for the reports to be processed. Also, my understanding, because I think I remember when we're even discussing the issue of fuel hikes this year, it was raised I raised the fact that some of the things that we are recommending, we have recommended as far back as 2020, and we just keep making recommendations, but there's no action and there are no consequences. And perhaps there's not even like proper feedback in terms of why are certain things after almost 2 years have not been done and all those things. So we have reports, we have set meetings, but the fuel hikes are still ongoing, which therefore means that there's something that's not being done, which should be done, and this should be taken as an urgent issue. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Lorem.
Thanks, Chair. I agree with the colleagues that we need primarily to do, well, we need to do something, but our first need is for more information. It's possible we should wait to discuss this until after the debate next week. I'm not sure, that just might clarify things slightly. I think on the question of getting information, there's kind of two streams that we should look at. One is the supply of crude oil. And in response to Honorable Matlode, I know that certain types of crude oil are better for our refineries than others. That's apparently why we only buy from some countries and not others. But again, I think possibly we should ask for a briefing from the department on sourcing of oil. Then there's other departments that we could get information from. For example, we could get information on the Road Accident Fund levy from the Department of Transport, and possibly ask Treasury as well about the taxing on fuel. So, I mean, I do support the initiative. But perhaps we ought to wait a week for it to clarify and then come forward with some proposals on actual meetings.
Okay. Let me deal. I'm not trying to. I've been trying to struggle for me in my head in terms of the procedures. The committee staff can help in terms of what could be the procedure when my concern. No, Honorable Matok, maybe the first thing is that we only adopted the report this year. I'm not sure when, in February, if I'm not mistaken. That's the only time who adopted the report. All along, we've been trying to do to collect information. The issue which I'm saying in terms of procedure, I'm trying to think, is that the committee would have done all its work and it finalized and it submit the report according to what the rules of parliament says. That, I remember saying, we see that. And I also say that is the issue. It's done, is there. I'm not sure about why the delay for something that was done. Unfortunately, this is the experience you always get. Sometimes that report, and I agree with members, can even come towards the end of the year or even next year. I'm not sure. That's why I was saying maybe we may find a way to activate that it might come. In terms of the debate, I don't think the committee must rely on the debate. It must, I think that's what members would say, must do its work. Parliament must continue also to find expression. The only thing I was going to check with members is that, because even if we ask the department, one of the things which was, I think we must agree in that resolution of the committee, it says the department or government, I'm not sure if, I think if I'm not mistaken, there was a correction by Honorable Mailam on it, that the way it was formulated, please bear with me if I put it wrongly. It was then saying it gives two parts. One, it says consider revamping or something of existing refineries or an establishment of a new refinery. Because what was discovered was that we don't have refining. We've got what I call containers, not refineries per se, except the ones that were in private hands. But the question is whether the problem is with refineries or is with capacity of refining. The point that Honorable Mashalo was raising, it was responded, I remember, by Mr. Makubela on how the oil price determination is being made regardless of where you buy from. I don't have a problem inviting the department, we can invite the department maybe and say, what is the emergency? My thinking would be, if that is procedural, that whilst we are waiting for the report, isn't it possible for the committee to consider actioning some of the things that, if they were to be attended to, may alleviate the extent? For an example, quickly convene the meeting with the committee on finance and transport so that we can look at the issues that we have made recommendations on. Amongst those is the issue of the road accident fund. It's also the issue that relates to tax and levies that are mainly primarily determined by National Treasury. And then say what can be done in the short term, whilst the report finds itself in the corridors of the National Assembly. Will that not be enough? Then we can still give an opportunity also to the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy to remake its submissions. In the process, they must then be able to assist us and say, in the difficulties of what the committee has made as recommendations, what is it that they are putting concretely in place to mitigate against the fuel crisis? Not even a hike now; it's a crisis. I think we all agree. Then, based on what those three would be presenting, in particular, National Treasury, we then make that determination on what do we think on top of what we have made as recommendations has to be done. But I'm saying, I'm not sure in terms, because sometimes some of the things, when we take them through, you are told, no, it is not allowed according to the rules of the National Assembly. But let me get whether members agree with that. But before I check with members, is that Ari and Ayanda allowed procedurally? I saw also Advocate Jenkins, I don't know whether she has left now. He has left. Sorry, but it means something.
I'm still here.
Yes, can I get from yourselves what happens in an event like this one that can be considered? The committee says some of the things, yes, we recognize what is contained in the report, but the fact is that we are now in a corner. It's extremely getting, we can't breathe, put it crudely. That's what they say. Something must be done or must be seen done. Is there anything in terms of rules that you can help us so that we follow the correct or necessary procedures or proposed rules?
Chairperson, the only rule I'm aware of is the committee is in charge of its own procedure, Chair. So the committee can decide when it wants to do its work, of course, within the term. And as you said in the beginning, we need to get permission to work through the recess. But other than that, there's nothing really forcing the committee to do one or the other. So, Chair, I mean, maybe if there's more specific issue, then one can deal with that. But the chair must, the committee must decide and prioritize its work the way it wants to. Chair, thanks.
Okay. Ari or Ayanda?
No, thanks, Chair. From what you alluded to, I was going to say, no, it's fine the way that you put it, Chair. There's nothing stopping the committee to continue with its work while the report is finding its feet in the House. So what you have highlighted, the committee can still continue with their recommendation because it is your work. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, what's your take? Can we then try and, especially with the standing committee on finance, see when can we have a meeting with extreme urgency and then come back to the committee in particular based on our recommendations and then invite in particular the two departments, that is finance, which is National Treasury, and Mineral Resources and Energy. Do we agree on that?
You left out transport, Chair.
Yes, I left off transport because they are just supposedly the custodians. That's why I said in particular, but I don't have, we will invite transport, but the actual people that now are supposed to be, and who have issued joint statements, by the way, is finance and mineral resources and energy. I take note, we will also engage with transport, the portfolio committee on transport. But let's say in principle, do we agree to make an emergency invitation to them to have this meeting? I will also check if members agree. Do we need also to even invite, we will extend invitation, but we will check whether we can continue on our own if other committees, for an example, are busy for now because of the recess or they've got their own program. Members say it is urgent. I don't think there's any rule that precludes us from inviting any executive authority with regards to our terrain of oversight. Do members agree that we extend an invitation on the affected or responsible departments so that they can be able to come and brief the committee? We also extend an invitation on our sister committees, which is finance and transport, and that we consider that also during the same period of recess due to the emergency or urgency that it demands. I dare say we consider the dates. I don't know the problem. Honorable Noreba said it's not available on those dates, but I'm sure he can apply flexibility due to technology. Technology is at least allowing some of these things. Can I get your views, honorable members, that we do that, invite those departments concerned? Yes, Honorable, I see your hand. Honorable Lorema, is there any other hand? Is Honorable Matoga your old hand?
No, it's a new hand, Chair.
Okay, then Honorable Matoga, then Honorable Kula. Honorable Lorema?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I agree with your way forward. I must just say that you may have to excuse me then for that period. Fortunately, I don't have a lot of flexibility period in June.
Okay. Then, Honorable Matoge.
I agree, Chair, with the proposal and that the meeting must sit as urgently as possible.
Okay. Honorable Kula.
No, Chair, I think, thank you very much. I think Honorable Lorima and Honorable Matoge have covered me. I think the proposal, the way forward that we have proposed survives is just, so I think that is the approach that we must take moving forward. Thanks.
Thank you very much, honorable members. We will do our level best in order for us to be seen to be doing something, President and Mr. Langa. It also means that we must be prepared to work even on awkward hours when it comes to these matters. Unfortunately, we are one of the busiest committees of Parliament. On that note, honorable members, we will again come back to you with a confirmation. We will send the letter, and I will try and speak directly with both chairperson of the relevant committees so that we can share and then extend an invitation as and when we have agreed. And I think I must say, we take note of the urgency of the matter, and we will handle it as such. On that note, honorable members, can I declare the meeting adjourned until further notice?
No, no, thank you very much. I'm good, thank you.
Can I declare then the meeting adjourned until further notice? Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned. Can I ask my staff to remain behind?